Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Okay, and boy, oh boy, we absolutely have an amazing show a little later this morning. Well, let me put it this way. We got an entire show, but later on this morning, we're going to get into more with Michael. More with Michael Hopkins. He'll be with us in the next hour. And he's going to be talking a little bit more about becoming accredited, of course, and the way of helping the veterans.
So excited.
Yeah, we're always excited to help, you know, for what he's doing out there and to help him along on this incredible journey. And so real happy about that. And also find out what, you know, the latest on his big celebration party from yesterday. So we're going to definitely get to all of that. And
all
so
right.
Much
I look forward to it.
Me too. But I want to remind everybody, we are celebrating Black History Month February. And if we listen to Mary Reed Johnson's piece, we'll be celebrating until March, up to and
till
on
March the 1st.
Yeah, so I'm real excited. So just for you guys who have no idea what we're talking about, Mary Reed Johnson, who hosts Hairhead Heart, and she joins us here every so often with a special 10 Things That You Didn't Know. She did a special for us on 10 Things That We Did Not Know About Black History Month. And the very first thing she said, which was super shocking to me, talk about Black History Month, is that it does not end at the end of February, according to Mary Reed Johnson and so many other folks that we apparently didn't know. It ends on March 1st.
I certainly did not know. I was so surprised.
Absolutely. Well, you know what is, I thought that we would have known that because for the simple reason, I thought that we would have known because we've been hearing this for years about making, having a longer month and that February is so short, that we would automatically have assumed that this would have gotten out to the masses. But
exactly.
No, it really was. I'm in shock to uncover it. So for you guys, you know, we're all celebrating this month, so we're real happy, and we thought we'd share that. Listen out for Mary's entire special on the Top 10 Countdown. We'll be airing it throughout the month, so that'll be really nice. And just happy to kind of check in with you early. Talk about so we're gonna be back. Of course, we're gonna have you back in. We have so much to get to mid show today and on. And I just want to check in with you. You'll be giving us the hope for the day, which is all about the inspirational talk and highlighting the incredible women with your incredible girl power segment.
Girl power, yes.
So that's going to be really nice. And we're looking forward to all of that wonderful good stuff. So, Michael, we just wanted to say wish you so well. And
congratulations.
Absolutely. And talking about, you know, as we have been saying here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, making black progress.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yes. Coming up in the Spotlight Hour, that's between 8 and 9 Eastern Time, 7 and 8 Central, we'll be focusing on paying tribute, of course, or continuing to pay tribute to FAFSA, again, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, which is FAFSA.org. That's Sam Innes, his wonderful organization out in California, who helps the Black-owned supply shops get started and underway and all of that. And so we've been featuring a lot of interviews of the new members of FAFSA, and we'll be so excited to have one featured, one of his amazing new members featured in our third hour today. So that's going to be amazing.
I look forward to that. Oh,
me
yes.
too. And we've got some great music as well, as you've just heard, and more on the way. And so much more as well.
So much more.
Going to be talking about our products, our therapy products, and our amazing event again coming up on Monday, March 6, 2023
in
New York City.
So, yes, oh, yes.
You can go to carriehines.hair or go to hairradio.com, HAIradio.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago. Literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally. Author. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And this, I'm going to call it a track, I think, you know. So where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one can never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. And he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach Black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So that those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African-American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are, 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather. And our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items, documents, and artifacts. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working. I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of Black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used, and we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA. And then we have a whole section on 50 states. And it's where we provide some insights into black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages, where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, their interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s from a book called Refugees that a gentleman by the name of Dr. Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, you know, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going, and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, you know, get chastised in a horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, at ph365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365, an inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
We landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. It's because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, you know, of course, an educator as you are, you know, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I'm, you know, I just imagine that you were close, you know, you were real, you know, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, you know, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, you know, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, you know, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influencer of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases, some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only Black children, but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America, and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
That's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. The title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was, I read a little bit of the synopsis and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton, Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book. Inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe, and we were just talking with him, and he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it, because I knew intuitively that I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and had to acquire a lot of things myself, but this gentleman, his father, worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think 50s, right in that range. And he had, working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago,
and
he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, you know, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second,
sure,
to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to BH365.org. That's BH365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean,
is
they will be
kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
Yeah,
wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, you know, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? Well, you know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, you know, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Because why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time. One bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large, and their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations, are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be, where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there are where there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So why, you know, to get back to your original question, the need for something like this and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, from, you know, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It's, it has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We started in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that Black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, you know, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 program. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people kids to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage using coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, that's the thing. We are all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of what you get is, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, folks of Black descent just African descent, rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
It's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your ears only. Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime, we can give you something that you can look forward to coming out. And I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing. Set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to K.O., who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible, and as the kids say, it is highly dope.
Awesome.
I think that, you're going to love it. You really are, and, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just... before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. Dr. Riemann, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. We're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Yeah, anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds. Some are come from more urban areas, and some come from more rural areas. Socioeconomic aspects. We've tried to include everything. Plus, when it comes to STEAM or STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and I like to put in arts, and then M for mathematics. We've provided different
STEAM
aspects. Sorry?
No, I was saying yours is STEAM, not just STEM.
Yeah.
STEAM. I like that.
That's right, STEAM. There's STEM and STEAM, and I prefer STEAM. But so if people are looking for this to engage on all aspects, you know, we have some very interesting topics. I was talking with someone just recently, and she was saying that she says, "Well, I'm an educator," and she said, my response to this once I started looking at it is, I don't really know that much," and we don't want that to be the takeaway. But we want it to be the incentive that when people approach this topic, you know, and we talk about the Great Migration to the North and then to the West, you know, that it, all the different topics, the Harlem Renaissance, and we even have a whole section in there, Carrie, that I think you'll love, is what about taking back the hair care and beauty industry?
Well, that's coming up in our next segment.
We have a whole section
on
that.
I thought I'd
spring that
on you a little later. Yeah.
So that's on my mind. That's all. It's the inclusive nature of the textbook. Walter?
Texas 365.
Well,
yes,
I just wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to talk about our advisory board, but hopefully we can do that next time we come back on. We have incredible people like Kathy Hughes, Benjamin Crump.
All my favorite folks. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Agabriar Bryson, the great-nephew of Annie Malone.
Yeah,
you'll know
yeah.
Annie Malone. Joel has done a lot of extensive work regarding her and a host of other wonderful people. But I want to leave with celebrating you, Carrie, because I know that you bring so many people, you give so many accolades, you know, through your work. But I want to give you an accolade, you know, just my short time of knowing you and hearing you and hearing about you and researching you as well, you are truly a merchant of hope. You carry hope for so many people's lives, you know, and I can hear that hope in your voice, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I just want to wish you the best always.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. It means a lot. I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, when I hear those names and, you know, Kathy Hughes, she's been my, you know, starting out in radio and being one of my favorite folks in radio. And back when I didn't see many folks who are African-American doing that and just being such a big forerunner out there, I'm just blown away. And Benjamin Crump has been on my show. He's been on our broadcast just like you guys. And so I had a chance to chat with him, of course. And even Akbar, I think the gentleman, I've chatted with him as well. So, and Annie Malone, all of this comes full circle. So I just have to say I'm blown away. And again, I want to thank you guys personally. This book is important, Black History 365. The website is bh365.org. You need to get a copy of this book. And we're going to make sure that you do that. And if you need to be put in touch, and I've got to say this last thing, Dr. Freeman, I have to say, I had told everybody, I'd put it out on Facebook that you were coming back to the show, and I posted all this about Black History 365, the book and the picture and all of that. And my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who the listeners out there know, he's been with us many times, he's a trained economist and all of this, he's deep in history and studying all of this, and he rarely, you know, pipes up to ask me about anything. You know, he sees my radio show, you know, guests from time to time. This is the only time he said, "You must introduce me to Dr. Freeman." He didn't know about you at that time, Dr. Milton.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And I said, I kid you not. He said to make sure. So I said, well, when I speak with you, I'm going to get your permission, but I'm going to introduce him to you guys. Because I think that he's Dr. Leroy Hines, he's been out there, and as I said, the listeners know, he always comes on and gives us all kind of, you know, in terms of current affairs and all that wonderful good stuff. But I have to say, I think he's definitely, you guys, you're definitely going to have a great time. That's all I can say. That's amazing work. So thank you so much. And you guys out there are going to have to stay tuned for the next part of this episodal arc with these amazing guys. Again, it's my pleasure to thank Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton Jr. for being part of this broadcast today. Again, the book is Black History 365. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hi, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning, February 8th of 2023, and it's mid-show, about 7:12 in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, folks out in Central Time Zone, it's about 6:12, now 6:30. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star throughout all of this and our journey this morning on the broadcast, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning,
good
Nicole
morning.
Marie.
Happy Wednesday and happy mid-show.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely mid-show. We had on, I believe, one of our favorite Black History interviews. We cannot let them go
definitely
off
one of my favorites.
Without, because they're, and well, tell us why, Nicole Marie. Why is that? And let everybody know what we're talking about. Which interview did we have on that you love?
Well, the interview this morning was Dr. Joel Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, and they were discussing Black History 365, and they were just talking about just how critical, you know, it is for us, for our children that are growing up now to know their history. And I'm always very intrigued when I hear Dr. Freeman state that he and his wife have over 3,000 documents and artifacts. They're their personal documents and artifacts. That just blows me away.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they share it with the public. They have a museum type thing going on. Speaking of Dr. Freeman, that was a couple years ago. We put together that when he released this incredible book that I have a copy of, I'm looking at right now, ginormous book that he speaks about during the piece when they were putting together the book. I believe he's at Ohio or somewhere. And it just was very motivational. And I have to tell you guys, this book is incredible. It's incredible. One of the pieces that always jumps out at me when I listen back to that interview with the doctors, it always jumps out at me that folks think that our Black collective history started with slavery. And it's something that is not the case, and it's inaccurate. Please understand that there is an entire continent of people, of wonderful people, who were living their lives when this disruption occurred. And so our history, and that's what I love about his book, because it traces all the way back. Doesn't just pick up and give some distorted view to assuage guilt and things like that. So I just wanted to be clear.
Well, like he says, it's an inclusive account of American history.
Exactly. You just hit it on the head. And, guys, I mean, the word inclusivity, it's not hard. You know, get over that fear factor. It's important to embrace everybody so we can all live a more peaceful existence on this planet. Listen,
so
Nicole Marie, so important. So listen, today we're going to kind of kick off a little bit. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to get into some of that talk this morning, mid-show. We're also going to carry right on through into our spotlight hour at 8. In the next hour, we're going to highlight the importance of some of these incredible hairstylists and people in the hair industry that BAFTA has signed up. So we're talking about folks that Sam Inan and the Black Beauty Supply Association folks, Black-owned Beauty Supply Association folks, BAFTA.org. Those are the ones who have added these folks, and they have ushered them over to Hair Radio for a very special interview. We've got one for you coming up in the spotlight. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we move along this morning. So real good stuff. Okay, we're going to get to Michael Hopkins also. He'll be joining us this morning a little earlier. About 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Time Zone. We're going to wake up Michael Hopkins out there in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
For his Ways on up, folks, for your debut. Michael, it's time for your close-up. So get ready. And also, now we'll be back tomorrow with Candle Talk, so we're going to be super excited to get her. Yes, you guys know she's usually up on Wednesday, so real good stuff. And then just lots to talk about. I've got a lot to get into. So first things first, let's talk a little bit. Well, first, before I move along, I want to just acknowledge, we were talking about Dr. Freeman, and yesterday I got a call from Dr. Freeman, and it had been a couple of years since I did that piece this morning. So I was so, of course, you know, I'm so accustomed to his voice. You know, I was literally taking a moment to rest, and I thought I was dreaming about the radio show. I really did, folks. This is the truth. And so, you know, I know the voice, so he's like, this is Dr. Freeman. I'm like, is this the show or is this real life?
Oh, wow.
And so I really, because you know how you're in that dream state and you're not quite awake. And that's what it was, like a twilight type thing. So
trying to get yourself together.
That's what it was.
Right.
So I got myself together, and I just have to shout out. We love Dr. Freeman here, in case you didn't know at the show. We love Dr.
Definitely
Milton.
Do.
These are people whose story is incredible. And like Nicole Marie was just pointing out, so I you know, we chatted a little bit because our friends, we all know a lot of the same people in and around the hair and beauty industry. So, you know, so we're talking about Sam over at BOPSA, and we're talking about Dr. Morrow, who passed away not all that long ago. Dr. Willie Morrow, that is. And his incredible legendary daughter, Cheryl Morrow. So we're talking about Cheryl. We're talking about everybody because it's so wonderful. And I told him, I said, you know, Dr. Freeman, I said, I have to say thank you first. And I also asked him, how's Dr. Milton? He says Dr. Milton's down in Texas, and that he and his wife were doing, and Dr. Freeman said that that he was out with his wife and he would be traveling and stuff, but he always speaks to Dr. Milton. And so I said, you know, I have to thank you. I said, I am so grateful to count all of these incredible folks as colleagues, but more importantly, as friends.
Wonderful.
And I can't say enough. I'm so honored just to know them and to be able to pick up my phone and get them on the line.
To be able to call them, yes.
Because they have incredible stories of their own. And, you know, Dr. Freeman, who was a chaplain for the MBA, as well as this incredible educator. And man who has decided to preserve our true story and not being a man of color and just embracing our culture.
Exactly.
So, you know, but being a man of great character. Yeah, of great character. So we honor him. And we're grateful to have him in this community and to be out community, a member of the world. We need it.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, so I was so happy to chat with him. It just uplifted my whole day. And I hope he understands how special he is to the world and all of that. Speaking of, like we were talking about Sam and all of that, Sam will be with us on Friday. This Friday, the 10th of February, for just to catch us up on BOPSA and talk about some of these incredible interviews. Yeah, so that's going
to
be really nice. And he's got a lot of stuff he's working on. Oh, boy. He's got some stuff. And we're going to talk about some of the events and things coming up as well in the next half hour. There are quite a few events. We are going to just catch you guys up. We're going to start off with our own coming up in next month and talk about Grana Brothers. We're going to talk about the International Beauty Show. We're going to talk about, as I said, our big show and so many others. And if you guys have events out there, what you need to do to get that information to us. Now, Nicole Marie, we got to talk about hope. We need it.
Oh, yes.
So I am excited. What can you tell us about hope today?
Well, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. So I think all of us can use a touch of hope today and every day because hope gives, it's important because it gives our lives meaning. So I want to share a touch of hope for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And each day I share an inspirational way from the book to just lift your spirits. So for today, write your lifeline, chart your achievements, give credit where it's due, place your life in its true perspective, take confidence from your successes, learn from your failures, aim for your goals. So very important.
Wow.
Very important today.
Yes.
So important.
And what is that, when you say something like that, NM, Nicole Marie, what does that mean to you?
Well, that to me is just encouragement that even if you haven't reached where you're trying to go, guess what? Continue to dream, set your goals, and just like the Hope for the Day says, chart your achievements. There are little achievements that you do every day to build up to those large achievements, those larger goals that you are trying to accomplish. But the first step is you have to step out and just do something. Take those little steps to move forward to those larger steps to achieve all your goals, all your dreams. Yes. But the key is taking that first step.
You have to. And it really is important. If you don't start, you'll never finish. I know that's kind of oversimplified, but if you don't start, you won't finish. And you really have to start. You don't know where you'll end up. And it's always something beautiful at the end if you really do it right.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
Job on the hope of the day. Keep us, keep inspiring us with these incredible insights in this man's book.
So important.
And much appreciated. Yes, and I think we've got a great banner title called Hope of the Day. And,
wonderful.
Which is nice. Yeah, I like that, Hope of the Day. And it's so much needed. We've been also featuring, in case you're just tuning in, you might have missed this morning, we kicked off with some classic songs, and I do mean classic.
Oh,
we're going back
Mr.
quite
Anita
years.
Baker.
Mystery.
Ooh,
how did you, Anita Baker's music, it's timeless. And, of course, speaking of time, remember the time we kicked off, also played
Michael
in there
Jackson.
With Michael Jackson. Can't get, whenever there's, I'm like, well, what do we want to hear? Something to kind of shape the show. I always go back to Brother Michael, and who I had the chance to see perform twice in concert, which I loved. I saw him on the East Coast, and I flew to Los Angeles and saw him on the West Coast. So
wonderful.
I just loved it. It was the same concert. Michael was such a consummate performer. He literally put on the same exact concert. So I probably didn't have to travel 3,000 miles a few days later.
Wow.
It was to the T. And I said, oh, my God, how amazing. I just started to learn that that's what you do in these shows. You know, they have to practice and rehearse these shows down in these big concert venues. And I remember in L.A., it was at the Los Angeles Sports Arena that I saw him. And in New York, I think it was in Secaucus, New Jersey, where I saw him perform at the Meadowlands. I believe, was it there or what was it, New York City. It's been a while. But I know one thing, I loved it, and it was incredible. And it was a great audience. Everybody was there. So, yeah, good stuff. So real nice things, and I've not seen Janet perform yet. So, you know, I'm understanding that she's
put that on your list.
Still kicking it. I need to have it on my list. And speaking of which, we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk about what else is on my list, going to these events. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute and get Michael on as well when we come back. We need to kind of get it jumping and moving along a little bit.
All right.
So I think we're going to do that this morning. So we've been playing some classic songs. I thought we were just hanging in the 90s, but it looks like we pushed it back even a little bit beyond that.
Right.
We love these songs. We're going to return
the
2000s very soon. Just hanging in with us. And so much, again, to talk about. We've got you right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And we have so much more to share. So stay with us
this
morning, folks. And lots more to get into. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. It's Wednesday morning, February 8th of 2023. It's about 7:37 Eastern Time. As we broadcast live, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And that commercial was Heal & Go, and I just want to say that the report by the NIH, the National Institute of Health, really speaks to the higher risk for women of color in terms of developing uterine cancer, and that's what that report was referring to. It didn't say it was likely, but it's what the commercial was trying to say is that it's more likely than others. To, you know, it's a potentiality for, you know, to develop it. So please, folks, do your research yourself. Also, look, and you can Google the report out there on National Institute of Health, the NIH, and so much more. Plus, we're going to continue to cover it here and have some updates that we're working on. Now, let me bring to the line, we've been playing some songs from way back when, and I have to say, folks, that was, let me first get on Nicole Marie this morning out of beautiful Water Valley, Mississippi.
Nicole Marie, that good was... Good morning again. Yes.
That was Coolio. Yes, good morning to you.
Coolio.
That was Coolio and fantastic voice that we led off with. I gave a little intro, you know, which was great, and then we kind of moved over to Fantasy, so our
Fantasy,
wonderful
yes.
song today, yeah, by Earth, Wind & Fire, oh, another group, Earth, Wind & Fire
oh, yeah.
and Fantasy.
Taking us back.
And there's so many versions of that out there, me too. I love the version by Martha Wash of Fantasy that she did back in the days of one of her albums, so I love the song. Okay, so got to get Michael Hopkins, speaking of our man who loves Earth, Wind, and Fire, who
yes,
knows all the songs, all the words, we're going to have him sing a bar or two. Michael Hopkins, the man of the hour, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Michael.
All the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Good morning. Good morning. And one more time for effect, good morning from beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Now you're in full effect, Michael.
There you go. There you go.
Michael. Yes, so Carrie? What have you guys been hearing? Yes, good morning.
Wow. What have we been hearing? Oh, my goodness. You had my dynamic duo on this morning. Yes, you did.
Oh.
Both Drs. Freeman and Dr. Milton. I can just listen to them. I was just sitting here. I could listen to both of them for hours and hours on the content that they have, just talking about Black history and going beyond it started in slavery. It did not start in slavery.
Exactly.
Started way beyond that. And I just love how they cover everything.
Right.
I mean, I really do. And I learned, you know, every time that piece is on the show, I learned something new. I listened very intently.
We have to run it during our wonderful, we played all year long, but we're paying a special tribute now during the month of February. It is Black History Month.
Right.
You know, there's a part of me that says the delineation because, you know, history is history. How many versions of history do we need? You know, just because of a lack of inclusivity. And what happens when there's a lack of inclusivity, you have no other, you have no other options but to create and tell your story. Whereas really there's only one version of history. Not all this other type stuff where it's spun through all kinds of things and
one version and that's the truth.
Not even that version. They don't even have that. Now they're trying to do this other thing and leaving out facts and it's just a mess. So listen,
the most amazing thing.
Well, I love that. You know, I just think back to the way that folks used to tell history. And the key word there is to tell history. These are when folks would sit around and these village important griots would share knowledge and pass it along. And that was an oral history that was told. It wasn't something that really went on and it was spun through 50 ways from Sunday.
Watered
down, left out, omitted facts. Just what the heck? Whoa, we really, folks, whoa. We, you know, let's just continue to do the work and make sure that our children are aware of how important it is to know what's really going on and all of that. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going.
Don't know where you're going.
There you go, King. So true.
And we at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are making, what are we making, guys?
Black progress.
Hoorah.
Yes. So good stuff. All right, Michael, we're going to talk a little bit with you about the incredible, well, first of all, we're going to just say that you are now an ACA, I say. You're an accredited claims agent. We're going to find out what that means. We're going to talk about that after the commercial break. We want to know the whole breakdown. And then coming up at 8 in honor of Black History Month, as we are continuing with that theme today, as you guys know, we have a special featured guest in our Spotlight Hour, courtesy of BOBSA.org. It's in on the folks out west. So lots to get to this morning. Let's kind of keep it going. We need some good music to kind of help us to get it moving.
Oh, yeah, a little finger popping.
Let's go, let's
and
go.
Finger popping.
Yeah.
Michael, when we come back, we want to hear all about the Vet Talk Radio Show, so stay with us.
me going strong. What else can I say? Friends are there through thick and thin. Well, I've been through that, and I believe that it's automatic. Call me when you need a friend. 'Cause I'm your sister, and always for you.
Yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that what you do.
Some people don't like what I do. That's just the way how it is. I have learned along this way. The more you shine, the more shadows you cast. It just goes hand in hand. That's the price for all of this.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, February 8th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 10 minutes of 8 New York time, 10 minutes of 7 if you're in the Central Time Zone. We'll get on that piece again, kind of cut off our wonderful Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the middle of that wonderful just reminder, you know, don't let anybody not treat you right. And I love those words that he espoused.
So listen, Nicole Marie is with us, Michael Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know,
yes. Oh, yeah.
I love these encouraging words that we find. And
I do, too.
To
oh, yes.
Love
yeah.
it, love it. All about affirmations, positivity,
yeah.
Ooh, inspiration, encouragement.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, that's what we do.
Yes.
That is what we do.
Just keeping it, yep, just keeping it 100 here on the show.
Keep it 100.
Every day.
And speaking of 100, we've got to talk about Moisture 100, which is new from the line of Carapi. Carapi,
oh, yeah.
In case you guys have been under a rock here on the show. No, Carapi is important. That's our hair product line that you guys are. Michael and Nicole Marie, you guys are distributors for, which is great. We're going to be talking
oh, yeah.
about that throughout the month as well. It's Black History Month. We're a Black-owned business at Carrie Hines Hair Care. And our wonderful hair radio company, which produces networks and so much more. And so we're going to be talking about that. I don't usually get a chance to talk about these things on the broadcast as much. So we'll definitely delve into all of that. But first, as promised, I want to talk a little bit about Tuesday's show, which was yesterday. We're talking about show number 819. That was on the 7th of February, 2023.
Right.
What did
yep.
it mean? I mean, it was a big celebration show for Hopkins, right, Nicole Marie?
It certainly was.
Michael Hopkins, it was a big celebration. So,
yes,
Michael,
it was.
We're going to ask you, what did this show mean to you yesterday?
Karen, it meant so much that it was so many people, especially when we had our celebration with my angels. That
oh, yeah.
just meant so much to me. It really did, and it brought an emotional side of me out. Just hearing their voices on the air all over again. You know, it was as if we never left. It was just such a touching moment for me. It really was. And I just cherished that yesterday. I just cherished it so much. I mean, I'm going to listen to the recording over and over again. My wife will probably get upset with me at 2 a.m. if I don't put the headset on. But it's so beautiful, Carrie. You know, it's so much work behind the scenes. A lot of our fans, you know, they don't know what we do behind the scenes, not only just for BTR. I mean, you know, for this whole thing. We do so
yeah.
much. And we always, Nicole, Marie, and myself, we always tip our hat to you, Carrie. Because,
oh.
you know, we know you rock and roll. You rock it every
oh,
day,
yeah.
all the way. Like Nicole says, when we talk to you, we better pull out that notepad. Because we don't
exactly.
know.
Yeah.
You're going to give us some kind of information that we're going to use on the show. We don't know when,
right.
you know, all of that stuff. But it's a good thing. You have just mentored us so much.
Yeah.
You've given us a master's degree in this. And we appreciate you so much.
Definitely appreciate
you. Oh, well, thank
you
for the kind words, Michael. But you're not going to shift this over to us. Michael,
okay.
It's about you, Michael.
Everybody.
It's about you.
Yes.
Yes. It's
yes.
all about
that,
Michael
that right there,
so
Ken, and Nicole Marie.
So happy for you.
I was looking back, just looking back and reflecting, and I didn't realize this, and this is just a little behind-the-scenes stuff for the fans. You know, I had to study the Title 38 of U.S. Code, United States Code, and I had to study
right.
about 10 chapters just in United States Code and
wow.
the Title 38 Code of Federal Regulations. And to most people, you know, the average person, that doesn't mean anything. But just to be an accredited claims agent to represent veterans, I had to study volumes and volumes of federal law.
Right, right.
So that I understand this is a big deal. It's not a little deal. You know, you just pass a little test and you're okay. The government, i.e., the Office of the General
counsel with the VA. They want to make sure that you're a person of integrity, that
right.
you're not going to do anything to harm veterans. Those are the kind of things. I had to go through an extensive background check. And here I am. I've been
Absolutely.
In law enforcement. You know, I've been in law enforcement, high-level security, military. I've been all of them things, and I've had to have clearances to do things.
Right.
And I had no
Absolutely.
Idea when I started this journey. This is things that I had to do. And,
well,
you know,
Michael,
the official,
I have to say, I think they are doing the right thing. In other words, there's
most
a
definitely.
Word called vetting. They vet the vet.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yes.
How about
Was
that?
Nice? They vet the vet, meaning that they really take a moment, as Michael said. You know, they are making certain that he fits the bill to help
exactly.
the veterans. Because
to help
these are
veterans
who are in need. Nicole,
yeah.
you
yeah.
don't even see it. They're in need already. They don't
yeah.
need an additional headache, you know.
Exactly.
So,
they don't.
They need someone that's truly going to help them. Yes.
Exactly. And
right.
Michael,
yeah.
you can hear it, right? You can hear it in his voice how much he cares. He's a veteran
exactly.
himself.
Exactly.
And so,
so much passion.
Found
so much passion.
So much
they
passion.
Found the right
they,
person.
Exactly.
And
you
let me
took
just
the words
say, Michael,
out of my mouth, Nicole Marie.
You
she
were,
pulled them right
you
on
were
out
talking,
of my mouth.
Yes. And Michael, let me say, you were saying that you had to study the different codes and everything. Yes, you may have had to study a whole lot, but let me say, you already knew a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
you
Michael,
definitely had
Michael,
been informing us already. So, yes, you
I,
may have had to study,
say, think,
but...
Who,
yes.
who was it? Was it one of your fellow angels? I think Zora said it, or Katrina, that we already thought I was. Because he knows so
exactly.
much stuff that we just took for granted.
So
much
information. And we're
well,
so thankful for you, Michael.
Absolutely. We're very grateful. And he's received kind of like, you know, how the Queen of England bestows knighthood
yes.
on so many. That's kind
oh,
of well
yeah.
when she was alive anyway.
The King of Claims, that's how he received
now,
his name.
Yes, you got it. That's why we gave him that moniker. It is that very true thing, the King of Claims. So we're very excited, Michael. Congratulations as we
yes.
help you.
Congratulations.
Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
I just, you know, family. That's the only word I can think of right now, family.
That's it. That's
wow.
what we are.
It doesn't get any better than that. I'm just blown away. So listen, we're going to continue to talk. We've got a lot of things to kind of to play on out this morning. Coming up next, guys, don't forget we have a special In the Spotlight Hour, a special guest. She comes to us. Actually, she's in the hair business, mostly on the fact of talking about hair loss and things like that. So I think you're going to enjoy getting to know Miss Gigi. We call her, well, her name is Gloria Flores, and she'll tell you all about what she has to say this morning. And again, it's courtesy of BOBSA.org, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. We're celebrating the entire month. You know, like a lot of folks, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, we usher in Black History Month. And then as the month kind of goes on, I see a lot of the media outlets that kind of go down.
Right.
I think, you know, how about that?
Right. Well, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, this is something that we truly support, and that's never going to change. And so we are so honored to continue the celebration, and I'm grateful to Sam. Now, before we go to Gigi, I do want to just take also one moment. You guys, my colleagues, Michael and Nicole Marie, you guys don't know where I'm going with this, but yesterday, I get a call from Sam and from BOBSA, and Sam was working with this incredible, another magazine. You guys know we do incredible work with the legendary Upscale magazine.
So, but on a different note, there is a publication that to me is not really just a magazine. I know they call it a magazine, and this is a, but this publication that I just got, Sam's like, did you get the magazine I sent, Carrie? I said, no, not yet. It's called the Soul Town Magazine. You guys remember that Chillin was on our show. She's the publisher,
right.
Chillin Baba. She's out of California as well. And Chillin sent her a little message. She says, you'll definitely follow up with us on this because I just love the magazine so much. It's incredible. But like I said, I call it so much more. They're celebrating Dr. King on the cover. And the news is that I will be their global hair editor, bringing and overseeing the hair pages. So we're going to be talking
awesome.
All about that.
Works for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. So we're going to talk about that. But I just wanted to shout out Chillin Kaba, who is the incredible person behind that magazine, and Sam Inan, who Sam, by the way, is featured in the magazine. And he's doing a special tribute. He's going to tell us all about this on Friday when he's live. And Sam doesn't get to join us live too often as much. He's so busy out there on the West Coast. So we're going to talk to him on Friday. And real happy about that. So good stuff. Okay. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Michael, I'm just excited. Just want to remind everybody that next week you'll be continuing on your just to close that out, you'll be continuing on your series, your eight-parter. So
right.
where are you now? I think you're up to, like, episode number five next week.
Right, episode number five.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow, it's on Valentine's Day? I didn't even realize that.
It'll
be on Valentine's
Day.
Wow, yeah. So,
on Tuesday.
So definitely,
yeah.
you guys out there, you need to tune in. You
oh,
really
yeah,
do.
Absolutely.
You're going to enjoy this episode.
Yeah, I think so, too. So the Vet Talk Radio airs on Tuesday mornings from 8:30 Eastern to 9, 7:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone. And Michael's doing a special series, an eight-part series on top terms that every veteran should know. And
oh,
if you
yeah.
don't know, that's even more of a reason to tune in. So you don't want to miss it. It's really, it's been an ongoing series, and it's been doing gangbusters. So we're real happy about that. Okay,
yeah.
So listen, why don't we
so
get our commercial on, and then it's time to put on Gigi Ford. So much more to go this morning. So stay with us, everybody. We've got a lot more to get to on the all-new Hair, what is it? It's the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Morning show.
So, so stay with us. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines. Let's get on some commercials. We're going to get on a little bit of music. We're going to kind of just get things moving. And then we're rolling in with Gigi this morning. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products.
Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've got a very special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here. For the fans to actually get to meet you through all, they just have you on the show and just your energy and all your buoyant, just everything. We're just excited. Yes. Finally.
Yes.
So listen.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with, and everything that you're about. And yes. I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org, for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Enon. He's been on our show many, many times from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, BOBSA.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected with Mr. Sam Enon and BOBSA.org. So Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been and your connection with Bob? So let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But, yes, how did the connection come about?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's an honor to be on to share with the audience. And thank God for Sam. I met Sam many, many years ago when he started BOBSA in the Bay Area. And I became a part, and then people get busy and, drop out, which was a bad mistake, because this being with BOBSA is so awesome. So we reconnected recently, and we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave BOBSA again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're going to hold Gigi to that. We really are. Which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And wait till Sam. Sam, I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as we said, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area. In San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, up north,
We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward, Fremont. It just goes on and on. Yes, I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you got to tell us. tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients and had to refer them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always you know, see a dermatologist. If the hair is going to grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady loses her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment method, their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I secondly carry the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. You know, we're gifted out here, and we can attach, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
Well, I am so excited to hear you talk about it. I love how you explain it, Gigi. I really do. This is really great. Now, and I want to talk a little bit about the difference between non-surgical hair replacement. Let's break it on down for everybody, and surgical hair replacement.
Okay. So the difference of non-surgical, we're not going into the scalp. It's not attached to the scalp. Transplant, put in hair in one by one into the scalp. Then they have other methods of surgery that they do for hair replacement. Non-surgical is where we are attaching it to the hair in the top surface of the skin.
Okay. So that's important to understand, folks. So, you know, what is it? It's not, you know, there's a way that that is described. So you're not going on and, you know, and it's not invasive and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So,
you don't have to be a doctor to do non-surgical.
Wow. And that's important. And then let's go back to what you said, because I love how you explain this for the professional stylists who are looking to add a service that many clients, many of our fans out there who are tuned in right now and listening, they often think that hairstylists know and are familiar with hair replacement options.
That's a myth. That's a myth.
And that is a big myth. And I want to talk about that. While some have gone on and gotten extra knowledge in this area, many are not familiar, and this is where you come in. Okay,
yes.
So Gigi, please explain this and talk to our professionals who are tuned in, because, you know, here at Hair Radio, we're in the middle of everybody. We've got our wonderful professionals who are learning today for the very first time. And who would like to learn that and take that next step. So we're going to get them on their way with that. And and I'll then ask you about our clients who do think that, you know, every stylist knows this. And so it's important for you guys to pay close attention too. Okay, so Gigi, please take it away with that.
Yes, it's very important that they be certified to do these services, because you can cause damage if you're not doing it correctly. So for the clients that's searching and have different types of hair loss, such as female pattern baldness, they might have tension baldness from braids, There's burned on the scalps where they got, you know, back in the day, Jerry curls or different chemicals and these types of hair loss. So if the hair is not going to come back, you want to make sure that the stylist is certified for non-surgical hair replacement. That means they've been trained. They know their theory, their experience. You know, they can go on YouTube and learn this, Carrie, but they're not teaching you the theory behind it. And in order for you to do a great consultation and give the client what they deserve and what they need, you must be qualified to do that. So,
and I want to just say, Gigi, listen, for you guys out there who I call the wonderful, especially at-home stylists, okay, I'm going to talk to you guys right now. Please be aware that YouTube is not cosmetology school. It is not hair loss university. It is not dermatology school. So please be aware. And those of you who are looking, you know, to remedy things that are going on, please, please, please just follow along with what Gigi is telling you today. Very, very important information. And we're going to break it on down even further because I want to talk about, you know, some folks out there in the professional community, those who are stylists, those who are trichologists, those who are the, you know, the practitioners and this and that and all that. We're going to talk about some of the nomenclature today. But this is really information that you're not going to find just any old place. So, Gigi, you brought it here today, and I love it. So great job.
And, you know, Sam, I've been into non-surgical hair replacement since 1994. So I'm an OG. I'm a legend. And what's important, I think, in what I do have is experience, not only experience, but then the wisdom that comes with it. So I really believe in preparing each and every one that's going to do non-surgical hair replacement. I came from behind the chair 15 years ago. God took me into education. So that's my passion. I have nothing for you but knowledge, wisdom, and education to prepare you. And then mentorship. It's important. Once you learn these techniques and you have your theory, you'll need mentorship. You know, so it's not like you go to school, you learn it, and then you're ready. It's so much more to go in it. And so I'm that person that have the experience and the knowledge to give to you so you can be the best that you can be for your client. It's not about us. It's about these clients out here. You know, when you lose your hair, that takes your self-esteem and so many other things. I've seen so many people go in depression because of hair loss. It's very important. Your hair is your crown. And so it's important if you decide that you want to replace it, you want to go to a non-surgical hair replacement specialist. And when they have that name on the door, non-surgical hair replacement, you need to ask the right questions to make sure that they are certified and qualified to take care of you.
Well, what are some of those questions that they should ask? Or is that good enough just to say, are you certified? Because if I would just say, yeah, I'm certified.
Right. Well, no, for the client that's going in for the service, you want to look around, look at their certificates on the wall. Where did you have your training? How long have you been in this industry? You know, how many clients did you have? How many, can you show me before and after pictures? What's the technique that you would use for me? It's not a one-size-fits-all. And it's really breaking my heart today, Carrie, to see everybody's saving everybody's hair to do the bonding technique. Well, I was raised and taught to, you create for that area of the loss. You don't save their head to fit the hair system, like one size fits all. So when you learn prosthesis design, you learn how to create and design that prosthesis or hair piece for that client. And they have to keep in mind what type of attachment are you going to be using. So when you're ordering, you have to take into consideration the foundation. What I see today is they order hair pieces, they look at the hair, the color, and the length. When you're working with hair loss, you want to look at the foundation. What is it made of? Is it monofilament? Is it lace? Is it polyurethane? Is it silk?
Right.
And why do I choose these different foundations for my clients?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'm so happy to have you here on this, and I want to touch on that, and that is that once this happens, once you, let's say that these are clients who are, you know, going through this and having this type of treatment, that this is something that it may be ongoing. You don't just perform non-surgical hair replacement and then just send them on their way never to hear from them again. There's a relationship, professional relationship. Please tell us about how this continues on and from there.
Yes, and that is so important that you build a relationship with your client. They need to trust you. They don't want to go from chair to chair. They want to find a home that they feel safe in, and they can trust that you're going to do the right thing for them. So it's very important that you build that relationship and trust with your client. And the only way you're going to do that is give them what they desire, if that's what they need, most importantly, what they need, what's going to work for their lifestyle, you know. So you have many options of daily wear, semi-permanent wear, and permanent wear. What's the difference? The difference in daily wear is where you're going to attach it, and they can take it off daily. For example, if someone going through chemotherapy, they do not want to have anything attached to their skin or hair. But if you do, you got to make sure you're using a product that's safe for the skin. So you have the option of semi-permanent. That means it's going to stay on 4 weeks or more. And then permanent goes on to 8 weeks. But I really recommend that the client comes back within 8 weeks. You want to make sure that it's working for them, they're not having any problem, any breakouts, because there's different types of attachments. So it's the follow-up that's important. And when they leave from that consultation, number one, you don't do any non-surgical hair replacement without a consultation.
Absolutely.
So it's very important that you get that client's story, where she's been, what's happened, and what's going on. And most importantly, that did she see a dermatologist? Did the dermatologist say this hair is not going to grow back? If the hair is going to grow back, there's many trichologists and practitioners help you with that as well.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned that there are folks out there in every phase of this, of your journey, of your hair journey, to assist you.
You have female pattern baldness. Maybe they have lupus and they have hair loss in certain spots. Mm-hmm. And maybe the scalp is going to break out, you know. And you don't want to cover abrasions or anything that's broken out on the skin. You want to make sure the scalp is completely healed. And that's so important. So there's many reasons why people lose their hair. It might be medication. It might be diet. And so if it's diet, medication, or you're not eating right, that hair will grow back. But if it's female pattern baldness, male pattern baldness,
there's a whole heap of alopecias,
that their hair is not going to grow back. And that's where non-surgical hair replacement come in to play. If you just have to understand it, be knowledgeable on it, the who, the when, and the why. I always say that.
Yes, I totally agree, and this is so important, and folks know how close we are to this whole entire subject. Guys, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as always, with the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we're on with one of our great new friends here at the show, and she specializes in non-surgical hair replacement. We're talking to Gigi Fort today, and I'm so excited. She's out in San Leandro, California. That's up north out there. And she's really walking us through all of this, and I love this. You have started at the beginning for the folks out there. You're speaking literally and really helping to educate, especially the professionals as well, who really are looking to begin this journey with how do they get into, offering hair loss to so many folks out there who are looking for answers and things that, that can help them on what they've got to do. So this is really good. Gigi, I want to just go back a little bit. Okay, let's talk, let's take it back a little bit on a personal level. How did you get started on something like this? Because this is something, first let me just ask you that. How did you get started on the topic and on, and found your place and space in hair replacement? Please tell us.
Yes, this backstory, I was just a cosmetologist, and then I went into the hair weaving. I was known as hair weaving, the weave queen in Oakland, California. And that was 1981.
Okay.
And as I was doing all of these hair weaves, I was seeing more and more clients that really needed more than just a weave because the tension that was being put on their hair. So there is clients that can wear hair weaves, but I had so many clients, especially after 60 years old, that were losing their hair and going into female pattern baldness. And I said, Lord, it must be another way. And I did my research, and I found training all over the United States and also out the country for hair replacement. So I trained for many, many years in non-surgical hair replacement. And as I went into non-surgical hair replacement, I had all these clients that were wearing hair weaves. And doing the hair weaves, I was in the salon till 1, 2 in the morning, sometimes till the street sweeper came to sweep the street. And I would crawl out of there with my back hurting from so many hours of doing the hair weaves. And so I designed a hair piece to take the place of a weave, to transition the people into hair replacement. So that's when my journey started, when I saw the hair loss. I saw that we were causing more damage than good, and I wanted to be a blessing to the ladies and not a curse. You know, you want to make it better, not worse. So I went into non-surgical hair replacement, and then I'll go into the training part.
Wow. That is just incredible. Well, listen, I am just in awe, really, Gigi. I am. I have to say this is incredible, and my heart breaks for so many. Like you mentioned at the top of this today, who are reeling from all of this. And there are some, as you know, here at Hair Radio, we created the, we call TAS, T-A-S, and that is because that's one of those alopecias, Traction Alopecia Foundation is what it stands for. And and so I am just so very proud of it. So we'll talk a little bit about it and in some days to come and all of that. But first, Gigi, before we're not going to let you go. We want to talk a little bit about your website. I love your site. So tell everybody how they can find you online and all that really great stuff. And let's talk about your website.
Yes. So it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. For my website, www.hairreplacementbygigi. But before
dot
I move
com,
on,
dot com,
dot
everybody.
Com,
yes,
com,
replacement by gigi.com.
Yes, and on the website is all education, not only the training or mentorship, but then the educational tools that you need to get started as well. I don't believe in, leading people and then dropping them. So I have transitioned from the mentorship, but I have trained and passed the torch to so many non-surgical hair replacement specialists today that's available to do the mentorship for you. So also, not only the website, but it's all about the education, the training. We travel around the country with the team doing these trainings for non-surgical hair replacement. It might be a 3-day training, a 4-day training. And then after that, you need mentorship. I recommend that they get the textbook, the curriculum of hair replacement. That is your theory. When you go to beauty school, you have theory, then you're on the floor. So many people want to put the cart, the cart.
Right,
So they have to have a theory, but where do they get the theory? So that's the curriculum of hair replacement. And by having that curriculum, Carrie, it allows them to ask the instructor or the educator the right questions and make sure that that educator is prepared and qualified to teach these classes. So whether you go on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. I do have a group on Facebook, Truth, about non-surgical hair replacement. That is so important to me that they know the truth, not the myth. So it's the truth about non-surgical hair replacement. And that's a private group on Facebook. As long as you're a licensed cosmetologist,
you can
join
be part of that. Yeah. And that's important.
We keep you update all the
time. Because, listen, hair replacement is huge. And when I say huge, it's huge, big ball of. There's so many different types of things and things that you should know. So you need somebody, like you have to have somebody, not just need, you need to have someone like Gigi Ford, who is an expert at this. And you've been out there a long time at this, Gigi. You know how to do things with this, and this is important.
You know, not only that, I've been out here a long time in my experience, but Larry, I traveled over to China, to Asia, I went to Cambodia, I went to Indonesia, and you know, I started my own prosthesis line at one time. So I do understand from the front door to the back door of running that business. That is so important. We have the gift, we have the talent, but can we run the business? Can you scale your business? Can you grow that business? It's so
on
important.
On a financial talk we're talking about.
Absolutely. And so we offer business training as well. So it's a group, it's a team, it's a panel with different experts that make sure that you get all you need to get started in this business and then to continue on to mentor you, to hold your hand and make sure you're going in the right direction.
Now, Gigi, I do want to ask you a question because we also, out here in the hair world, we also have distributors. Now, silly question, but let me just ask, do you have to be a hairstylist to learn hair replacement?
I recommend that because then you have the background of working with the hair and scalp. I know in some countries, states, you don't have to be licensed, but I know you should be licensed to either touch the scalp, shampoo, and do anything to the hair and scalp. Now, like braiders don't have to be licensed as a cosmetologist. To own a wig store, you don't need to be licensed as a, but in order to do attachment methods to the skin or hair, you should have a cosmetology license.
Absolutely. And folks, the reason I bring that up and raise that question, just check with your local state boards, guys, because every state has their own little twist on it. Pardon the pun. They all got a little twist on things. So, you know, just check out, right?
Yes. And, you know, I also want to mention as well, there are so many options for the clients to pay for their prosthesis. It is pricey.
Oh.
So insurance companies will pay. Now, if you have insurance, you check with your insurance, your policy. Everybody's policy is different. And see if they cover cranial prosthesis or medical wigs. The VA pay for cranial prosthesis, care credit pay for it. So as many options for your clients where they don't have to come out of pocket. So we share that in our trainings. We teach you that. I also wrote a book all about insurance, non-surgical hair replacement, medical edition. That's on the website as well. Gives you step-by-step on filing claims and working with these entities for your clients. So
absolutely, and that's what I was going to say. I know that you guys have come up with some ways to help them possibly finance this if they need to.
Yes.
You guys really, you've thought of everything. So listen, again, I have to say, I am just blown away. The website, hairreplacementbygigi.com.
Yes.
And Gigi is G-I-G-I, just so that I've said it. Again, www.hairreplacementbygigi.com. Do check her out. I love your website as well because it really covers everything. And your pictures are very demonstrative. They're very clear. No, I really mean it in a very good way. They're very demonstrative and very clear, so no one can misunderstand what it's about. And I love that you're offering, literally telling folks and giving them the truth. Again, the truth about non-surgical hair loss solutions, because, you know, for those of us who are in the industry, we know. So we, this is really great when you come across someone like Gigi on this. Okay.
Yes.
And for whatever you're dealing with out there, this is wonderful. This is a great site. And I love that you also recognize those folks who've gone through your certifications. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yes.
So,
absolutely. Pass that torch to the next generation.
You, let me tell you something. You're doing some big things. And I'm here to also announce that we're going to be helping you with some ideas and things over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to get you connected with our amazing online community. Gigi, let me tell you, we have our own online community at Hair Radio where you can sign up and become a member, and folks will be able to follow you right here at Hair Radio. So when they hear your amazing commercial, which we're going to have you guys listen out for right here on our network, and that you're talking about some of this incredible opportunities, especially for the professional stylists, they'll be able to, you know, find out and see who you are right here, right through the show. So so folks will be able to go to our website, and we'll get you all set up. So we'll remind you about all of that once Gigi is on literally our Hair Radio online community. And you'll be able to follow her, and she'll be able to follow you back as well. So really good stuff. Okay, Gigi, so listen, what's next for you? Anything that you, any area that you want to expand on, or any other part of the business or anything at all? Have you taken the time to really think, you know, on some next steps for you?
Absolutely. So what's going on now is I'm taking the training on the road, which I choose different experts, different legends that's been in the industry a while, and they have their own specialty, because you can't get all the training at one time. So we're doing three-day training coming up March 26th, 27th, and 28th in Dallas, Texas, at the Marriott Courtyard DFW Airport. So that's a three-day training with five experts, two legends. So a total of five, where we'll be sharing with you the future of non-surgical hair replacement, recession-proofing your non-surgical hair replacement business, and then options on techniques that you can do application without shaving the head, where you can attach to the skin. So we're not only doing attachments, we're going to show you how to recession-proof. Like during the pandemic, many of the hair replacement centers and salons had to close down. We're going to give you the information where you would be certified, where you would not have to close down no matter what's going on in the economy. And then we're going to talk about the business of non-surgical hair replacement, to give you these techniques and not to share with you on how to do the consultation, closing the sale, doing promotions in your business, target marketing, because you want to market to the medical-related hair loss community. So it's a three-day event, Dallas, Texas, March 26th, 7th, and 8th at the DFW Marriott Airport.
Awesome.
And every quarter, 3 months, we'll be in a different state, and we will have different legends and different experts teaching you and giving you what you need, as well as offering mentorships after the program.
Awesome. Now, Gigi, anybody you want to shout out to today?
Absolutely. I would love to shout out to Sam, most importantly.
Sam, and on
Sam,
California.
I tell you, this guy know how to connect the dots. That's for sure. The team that will be in Dallas, Texas, which we have Larry Kraft, which is worked with the manufacturers. He worked with the big companies at the factory, such as Hair Club for Men, Hair Direct. He's going to be there. He works at the factories, putting the factory people together to do the right orders for these major companies.
Awesome.
New concept. So he's going to give you options if you want your own line, your own label in your hair pieces. So clients can say, this is not my hair piece. Well, your name is in the hair piece. It's your hair piece. And then we're going to have Shanna Ma. She is going to show you how to do the attachments on hair, as well as working on the business part of non-surgical hair replacement. Myself, Linda Boyce, be there as an educator, and Desiree Lutz. She's going to share with you the insurance, step by step on filing those claims. What if the claims get denied? You know, working with the VA and Care Credit. So it's going to be a power-packed, intensive 3 days. You're not going to come to sleep. You're not going to come to shop because you're going to be so busy in this training and so much information after the training. So we're going to lead you guys to direct you.
Absolutely. Gigi, just on that real quick, what were you saying about the filing of the claim? Can you talk a little bit about that before we wrap up?
Yes. What I mean that is in order for the client to be paid or for your office to be paid, you have to follow instructions. You have to file a claim, like you file a claim with your insurance for your car, something that with your house. The same thing with the hair replacement, working with insurance companies. You file a claim for that client to be paid or you to be paid for the cranial prosthesis.
Don't forget that, folks. Listen, my guest today, Gigi Ford, again, hairreplacementbygigi.com is the website. And as you can hear, she is an expert bringing it on this topic today on our broadcast. Again, non-surgical hair replacement, education, training, so much more. Again, Listen, Gigi, thank you so much for being with us on the broadcast today. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. It was my honor. And I'm humble to get this information out. It's my passion, and I want to do all I can do for this industry.
Well, you have started that today right here on our broadcast. Okay. Thanks again, Gigi. Okay.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It's Wednesday morning, February 8th of 2023, as we begin to wind down this particular broadcast of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and it's about 8:44 Eastern Time, 7:44 for those in the Central Time Zone. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know Michael Hopkins, who is the king of claim. Let's talk radio show. Michael, can you hear us?
Oh, yes, sir. I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's Sherilyn. You're here in the background. Wake up every morning, folks. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about the events. We said we were going to kind of get into the events that are happening around the system. But before I do that, I have a little correction of my own to make. When I sent out this big information on folks joining us for the live, you know, our special guest that we have on at 8 o'clock, you guys just heard from Gigi. And again, this is all spotlight, courtesy of Bobsa and, you know, Sam from Bobsa.org.
Sam very well.
Right. So Sam is going to be with us on Friday's show. And I sent out this big email to all the wonderful hair folks, you know, who were on a show like Gloria. You guys just heard from Gigi. So Amanda Blackman.
Right.
And I owe Robin Groover a big apology. She's with Mayavana. My Ivana people. And Robin Groover is the chief hair officer. Now, I know you guys know what a chief executive officer is, but Robin is the chief
hair officer. So she'll be with us on Friday morning. In the first hour, you'll hear her interview play right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Then a little later, Sam joins us live on the air in the Spotlight Hour between 8 and 9. So it's a big show coming up on Friday. Again, Robin Groover will be with us in the third hour. So wanted to make sure that was clear. So real excited. Lots of things. Speaking of events, like our special show on Friday, we have a big hair show coming up. And it's more than
very
a hair show,
so.
Michael. You know that. You're going to participate.
Yeah.
You're going to be beaming in through Zoom on our screen, literally on stage. And we'll be chatting with you. So we got to hope the technical angels really look after us that day, Michael.
Technology at its best, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be working on that. Yeah, and we're also, you know, speaking of our event and other events, our event is Monday, March 6th, 2023, from 2:30 to 6:30. So even though it's the same weekend as the big international beauty show, IBS, which is the largest hair and beauty show in the country, they've been around for about 100 years. So IBS, so great news. I will be there. They sent me my confirmation overnight. I will be on scene, on set. It's my, I don't know how many consecutive IBS events I've been to, but I've been to probably over 10, 15 years or so every year. That they have. Oh, yeah. I'm a big part of, they're my family. Maybe longer than that, probably closer to 20 years because, yeah, Michael, get you some water down there in beautiful spots of Lincoln, Virginia. Here we go. We got to
get
some
the
water
filtered
down.
Water. I got to get
yeah,
that filtered
well,
water.
I hear you. Well, listen, so the IBS event, which is happening in New York those 3 days, March 5th, 6th, and 7th, and our event is nestled in between their events. So our live stage show, which is Kerry Hines and the Hair Radio Morning Show, live on stage. We're live on stage at the wonderful Gene Frankel Theater. It's a legendary live performing theater. Kind of like walking distance, Michael. It's
walking distance really
from, pretty much walking distance from the huge Jacob Javits Center. Now, the Jacob Javits Center is a huge civic center type place in Manhattan, in New York City. So our show is going to happen on the East, in the East Village area. So all this is in Manhattan, so in New York City. My event is happening on March 6th. IBS starts that Sunday and goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And again, our event is happening on Monday. So we're nestled in between their events. And we want to encourage you guys. What were you going to say, Hopkins?
I was going to say, Terry, they have to get tickets. I mean, this is a big thing. This isn't a little thing, everybody.
Exactly.
This is a big thing. You want to be there. And the tickets are on sale now. You want to go to everbright.com. That's
Eventbrite. Make sure.
EventBrite.com.
Yes,
get your tickets.
Eventbrite.
This is going to be super fantastic. It really
is. Thank you for that, Michael. So Eventbrite.com, and you can pick up tickets to our hair radio show. Now, IBS, they sell their own tickets and do their own thing at IBS New York. You can Google them. But we support all of the shows. Speaking of the IBS folks who've been around for about 100 years, every year we interview them right here in our broadcast. So
sure
they're going to be with us as well. The good news is I'll have the event director, the ED, will be joining us on Thursday morning on February 16th. They'll be on our show number 825. So write down that info. You don't want to miss that show. The event director from the big IBS show, the International Beauty Show in New York City, is going to be with us on February 16th. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to talk to Elizabeth about what's happening at the event, what's to be expected at the upcoming IBS show, And they always take care of us at Hair Radio, so we love them. And
that's great.
That's great.
And we can't forget about the Bronner Brothers show.
Own heritage is on display at Bronner Brothers. Now, that's coming up in April. So we got a little time on that one. That's coming up April 1st through the 3rd. So it's 3 days, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, happening in New Orleans. So,
New Orleans.
Okay. Yes, New Orleans, Louisiana. And that's the home of Queen Therese. You guys hear our Queen Therese announcement. She lives down there in New Orleans, and so many others. And we just love you guys. You tune into our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we so appreciate you. So lots of events coming up. Then there's a host of other events. And we're starting this whole thing. It's a thing, guys, where we share events and happenings with you live on the airways. So I'm super excited about that. And we've got a lot to talk about. So I can't wait in days to come. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so excited. Nicole Marie, of course, will be back with her wonderful hope of the day. And so much more. Michael, we're going to talk about what's ahead for you and finishing up your second season strong. So that's super important. And what's next for you? And then for me, I'm happy to be telling you I'm going through what is called a super duper. It's kind of like a makeover. Because you guys, I've been using my therapy and my hair is just, you guys have seen, I literally went from a Caesar haircut. And Michael, you came up with a new name for the close cut, the close haircuts from the guys in the military. What was that called?
That is a buzz cut.
Oh, a buzz. Yeah. Well, you guys, if you follow me on Instagram at Hines Carey, that's HinesKerry, and you go back a little bit, you'll see all of my pictures there, quite a few pictures, and you'll see my buzz cut, as Michael puts it. Yeah, I definitely have a buzz cut there. And when I came out with my therapy, and I know my therapy grows my hair, it's no secret. Therapy is really well received. But yeah, you'll be able to see, and when you come to the event, you can touch it. It's quite a bit of hair on the head. So,
you say it's free?
Yeah. Well, it's real. Let's start there.
It's real. Oh, yeah. That's the key word, Carrie Hines. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. And healthy. And that's what therapy, when I created my hair care company, you know, this is not something I just, you know, wantonly just woke up and say, oh, I want to do hair stuff. No. Even before I got into the hair industry over 20 years ago, remember I talk about Theo, my dear best friend, who passed away and all that, and his daughter Asia's been with it. And I remember I was encouraged because Theo was a barber. And so that kind of was my first foray into the hair industry and being introduced, and that's how I really, that was a big influence. So he's a big part of influencing me in that.
That's a big influence, Theo.
Well,
that's
when
influence.
And I'll tell you how, something I've never shared, but when he was the barber, he cut my hair in a style because I had, I told you guys, he influenced me to become a flight attendant. And so there was this whole flight attendant look that all the guys had, like their hair so beautifully curly on top and laying down nicely on the side, so to speak. So I gave my hair a wonderful new look, and I think that's how I got the job. So I really do. So real good stuff, all good things.
Yeah, that is.
Now, Theo's sister, speaking of which, I got to get back to Theo's sister. She's running for mayor down in Charleston, South Carolina. And
that's great.
Yeah, South Carolina. So she's going to be on
that
our show.
Great.
So I've got to get her lined up and let you guys know. We just know everybody.
Yes, we do. Hair, beauty, and community, Carrie Hines.
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, everybody is connected to us. As we opened
right.
up the show this morning, and Nicole, we were talking about Dr. Freeman being on the show, and he has a big history book that's used as a textbook in schools. And he just called us up, and we're just chatting about all of our friends in the hair business. And again, I'm so grateful that you guys welcome us, and it's an honor. It's just such an honor to be with you guys, and we appreciate it. So thank you. And this is just the beginning. We've got a lot more to get
yes,
to in the days to come, and I'm excited. So, Michael, good stuff. Was this not an awesome show today?
Very, very awesome. Very awesome.
Okay,
loved it from beginning to end.
Well,
you. Oh, Anita Baker. Oh my goodness. I mean, she has been one of my top ladies to listen to. I used to
well,
have this great big
Anita song called
"Oh Yes."
Mystery this morning.
Oh yes.
So,
I used to have this great big poster of her, Gary.
I believe you, Michael. It's probably
yeah.
still hanging on the wall today.
got to hang it in my office. Can't hang it where the wife can look at it.
Okay. Well, listen, we just appreciate you guys so much for tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We appreciate all that you're doing. We appreciate the support.
Very much so.
There's a lot more of things to come. We're going to do it big here at the broadcast. We're also going to be talking more about my products. I've got a lot of new products and so much more to come, and the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book and so many other things. So we'll be closing out in just a moment. We want to remind you, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern for the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We want to thank Nicole Marie, who'll be back
yeah.
with us tonight, sooner than mañana on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Hopkins will be back with us nice and live in the morning. And so
Ooh,
much more to get to. Yeah. So it was a brilliant day. And I'm just really grateful. So we'll get our outro started. I'm also going to dig up some new music because I had this song, but I can't find the version I want. It's by, you're never going to believe who's singing it. We'll save it for tomorrow's show. I'm not going to tell, not, you're going to have
Uh-oh.
To tune in, folks, for
That's
tomorrow's
right.
broadcast. We're going to make you wait all night for this
That's
one.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see you back here first thing. Now, you guys know we have our wonderful Ophelia, who usually does the outro each day, and we're so excited. So we're going to get her on, and we just thank you. So it was a great Wednesday. So
yes, it was.
Yeah, so it was a fun day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Here is Ophelia, and she does a whole thing here this morning with her wonderful, calming voice. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's a break.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine...